detection, and we enter these projects on the NIFS system. So we work with Dell, and they help us either keep projects on the water list that are still a priority to us or modify ones that may need to change and then add new ones. So Luke Tipton and I from Dow got those submitted last week. Another one of the areas that has to be submitted is to the WNDD. It's called the SEDS, the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, and each member of SEDS will enter their priority list of projects. And again, WNDD works closely with the Economic Development Authority, and all these areas in which we have to submit our priority projects. It's to make us available for potential funding through the federal government in the future, or also state revolving fund loans and things of that nature. But keeping our priority projects on the list is pretty important to letting, you know, the region, the state know where Story County has needs. So those two were updated. The USDA came out last Monday, the 24th, for a site visit of our two projects that they are managing for the community project funding requests, the Fire Station 71 and the fairgrounds upgrades that are happening this year. So their representatives came out and met with our county staff in the fire district and got a really good tours of both locations. So they were better able to see, you know, how in moving forward what we will need to do and maybe some areas that we will need to tweak in thinking about building these projects. So that was very successful, and they were happy to see that. So that is the end of my report.
Thank you very much, honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not. Thank you, honey.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you again. Not to put anybody under pressure, but up next is Todd Tuttle from the BCTC, but we do have a public hearing at 10:30, so I don't want to have to cut you off, but I will at 10:30, in case you got a long one today.
No worries.
All right.
Todd Tuttle, Tourism Director, for the record, to make it very quick, Grand Prix last weekend, April 29th through the 30th, over 700 entries, a very successful event, went very smoothly as far as the event coordinator was concerned, and went as far as we're concerned, and most of the merchants on C Street, very successful for them. The 40th Chili Cook-Off coming up on May 20th through the 21st. There will be some road closures as we prepare for that event, but most are used to it. Again, it's top chili cookers or chefs coming in from all over the United States. We are starting a merchant mix and mingle. The first one will be held on May 9th at 6 p.m. over at the Piper's Opera House. Again, to start coordinating and building a little more camaraderie between the local merchants within the county. And we are developing various solutions for Taylor Street in coordination with Public Works and Emergency Management. It will affect the Black and Howell properties as we develop this, and hopefully it all meshes in and we can see something more successful, a more successful use of that property, et cetera. That's my report. Quick and
easy.
Wonderful,
Todd. Thank you very much for that report. Sorry. Any commissioners have any questions for Todd?
No questions. No,
thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Todd. All right. We'll continue to move on until 10:30. The Comptroller's Office, Jennifer McCain.
Good morning. Nothing right now. You'll hear enough from me later. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Let's move on to the Assessor's Office. Jana with us today.
Good morning. Yes, I am here today. I do want to make an announcement. As you know, owner occupancy cards have gone out. We've had a great response so far of people getting all their stuff in. However, we do have an issue. I was out at a conference last week. I've come in this morning and found out that our online filing, it's working as far as letting you file. However, when we print stuff out, we have no idea what they have chosen. If it says it's owner occupancy, if it's not occupied. So we have shut that off this morning. As of right now, we are not doing any more online filing because we're going to have to reach out to everyone that has already filed online and find out what they actually chose. Whether they're owner occupied, whether they're family occupied, the few choices we have. We're going to have to reach out. However, I will say that Melissa is working diligently on trying to help us out to try to find a solution. So hopefully here within the next couple of days, we'll have that turned back on. But as of right now, I just need to let everybody know that the online filing is not working and has been shut off.
All right. Is that the end of your report, Jana?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for our assessor?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thanks.
All right. Great timing. Thanks again, Jana. All right. We got to take a slight break from staff reports for this public hearing. This is item number 12. Vice Chairman, is this one of these agenda items you wanted shortened?
It's up to you, Chairman. If you want to read it, go right ahead.
I don't know where to cut it off. all right. So it is noted it is 10:30. This is a public hearing on proposed resolution 23-678, 23-679, and 23-680 as described. Resolution 23-678 proposes the identification of unnamed Story County Road number 910270. Road length, skip that one. Resolution number 23-679 proposes the identification of unnamed Story County Road number 910275. Resolution number 23-680 proposes the identification of unnamed Story County Road number 910280. It is proposed that the road identified as a minor county road. The effect of identifying the road as a minor county road is to identify it as a public road available for public use but not maintained by Story County. It must be used by the public at its own risk. So is there any public comment regarding these items during the public hearing? Not seeing any. Kathy, do you have anything for us?
No, unless you'd like me to elaborate where these are.
Any commissioners care to have an elaboration? No? All right, I think we're good. One more call for folks on Zoom or calling in. Is there any public comment or comments regarding these items? Not seeing any. I think we are good. There isn't a motion on this, is there?
I think there is. I think the motion is just to close the public hearing, I believe.
Fair enough. So you want to care to make that motion, close the public hearing?
I do. And I just, there was some wording provided, and I just want to make sure. All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to close the public hearing on the proposed resolutions 23-678, 23-679, and 23-680.
Second.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Keith. All right, let's get back to the staff reports. Next on my list would be the Planning Department, Kathy Canfield.
Nothing.
All right, thank you. How about the Recorder's Office?
Nothing today, thank you.
All right, didn't see you back there, Drew. How about the IT Department?
Good morning, Commissioners. We got a new fiber line being lit up today. Hopefully it doesn't bump off the meeting, but they promised me that it won't, but it's AT&T. We're doing some phone system upgrades this month with the courthouse and fire department, and we have most of the infrastructure done in the McCarran Government Center for the temporary sheriff's substation. That's all I have today. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for James?
No questions.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Up next, Human Resources, Mitzi Carter.
Good morning, Mitzi Carter, HR Director. For the record, HR has nothing to report.
All right, thank you.
Thank
How
you.
How about Community Development, Director Pete Renaud?
Good morning, Commissioners. Nothing to report today.
All right, thank you, Pete. Moving right along to the Story County Senior Center, Stacey York.
Good morning, Stacey York for the record. Lockwood is having a Mother's Day breakfast on Saturday, May 13th from 9 to 11 a.m. down in Lockwood. This month is Older Americans Month, so we're doing a lot of activities. You'll hear more about that later. But BC is having digital talks and training with Dustin from Community Chest. That's every Thursday for the month of May, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's open to the public, so even if you're not a senior, they'll teach you how to use your cell phone. May 30th is Safe Talk Suicide Prevention Training, and that's also open to all from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Virginia City Senior Center. We're working on a date for Lockwood right now. And our site manager in Virginia City is leaving us. She is off to Hawaii, and I'm very envious. So we will be down a staff member, but her replacement will come in shortly after May 22nd. Her last day is May 10th. We are having a lunch for her if anybody wants to stop by and say goodbye to her. And that is all.
Wonderful. Thank you, Stacy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Stacy?
No questions. Thanks, Stacy.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
No, thank you.
All right. Just to touch base, Stacy, real quick, what's the time at the Mother's Day brunch?
It is 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
9 to 11. Wonderful. Thank you for that. All right. Moving right along. To speaking of Community Chest, do we have Eric Schoen with us today? No? All right. I'm going to divert from my list here. Nora from the Fourth Ward School, do you have anything for us today?
Morning.
Morning.
It's a short list. Good morning, Commissioners. Nora Steph for the record. So, let's see here. Some of the exact North Step for the record, thank you. So a few updates I would like to share with you today. Last Saturday, the museum, we had our exclusive donors appreciation event, a luncheon at the museum. This event was to honor our donors and present them with our year achievements, past year achievements, as well present them with our new calendar agenda. We had a wonderful presence, despite the busy the town was with the Grand Prix. We inaugurated on that event our grand exhibit at the Donors event, celebrating the 1800s engineering marvel at the 150th anniversary of the completion of the Virginia and Gold Hill Water Company's water system. I encourage you to come and visit this informative exhibit in the museum that was put together by museum archivist, curator, Sherry Griffin Grandy. Furthermore, we opened the museum a month earlier this year, 4 days per week, Friday through Monday. We averaged 40 people per week, which is satisfactory numbers for the spring in April. Also, we saw an increment in school tours this year, started in April. April through early June, we are weekly booked with school tours. Our school's programs are educational to students, learning about the Comstock history. In addition, we offer fun learning activities, such as scavenger hunt, calligraphy, and printmaking lessons. Behind the scenes, the museum will produce digital programming to educate students on the history of Comstock, as well as programs for preservation for the museum archives. We have produced so far animation documentaries about the autobiography of Sarah Winnemucca, funded by the Nevada Humanities Grant. And we are in production for 2023-24 in continuing creating animation films, such as the autobiography of Adolf Sutro, following with a project of the Piper's Opera House and Theater in Virginia City. And we secure funds from donations to produce animations. Furthermore, we also created and produced an education virtual animated museum tour, funded again by the Nevada Humanities Grant. The virtual tour can be explored by anyone accessing our website. Mostly the tour is beneficial for remote schools and also people who don't have the privilege to come and see us. Our most exciting and newest digital programming this year is the Oral History Video Project series, which is an initiative to preserve the remembrance and tales of the Comstock. We encourage our community to contact us if they are interested to participate in our older history projects. To see all our digital projects, please visit our website or our YouTube channel, Historic Fourth Ward School Museum. Finally, I would like to share that the building renovations of the south and east elevation will be completed by the end of May. That major scaffolding is going to go down soon. And we are now open 7 days per week until October 31st. Our upcoming events are Learning to Swing Dance at the Fourth Ward School Museum. It starts May 11th. And it starts, the first lesson starts at 6:30. And our second annual Victorian tea event, Tea and Bustles, it's to celebrate Preservation Month. It will be Saturday, May 13th at 12. Tickets are available for both events on our website. Well, that's it. Thank you if you have any questions.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Nora?
I do not. Thank you for that.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman?
I don't have any questions, but Nora was nice enough not to out me, but we're so thrilled with the programs at the Fourth Ward School, and so my wife and I are actually teaching the swing dancing classes. The idea with this one is a little different than in the past. We've done several events with live bands playing music from the period where the school was still open, kind of the late 30s. And the idea is that we'll do a series of classes for people who want to get a little more up to speed. And then after a week's break, there will be a live band dance on June 9th as well, of course, with proceeds benefiting the museum. So I would encourage anyone to give it a shot. You know, we have a closet full of left feet up there. People come in with two, they leave with the proper number. So
wonderful. Thank you. Thank you again for that update, Nora.
Thank you, sir.
We are graced with another one of our nonprofits, St. Mary's Art Center Director Erica Perry.
Hi, thank you. Well, good morning, commissioners. I wanted to give you a brief update on some of our programming and activities and appreciate the time today. First, we had our Easter egg hunt on the lawn with Art in the studio, and it was the largest attendance that we have seen in my 8 years with the Art Center. So I thought that was a fantastic thing. It's awfully fun to watch the kids hunt for the eggs and then create arts and crafts in the studio. But more, the families actually moved through all four floors of the building, which is probably the first time that I've seen them take such an active interest in looking into each of the rooms. So it was a wonderful event. It was a free event. And we wanted to thank the Story County Fire Department and the Boy Scout Troop for their efforts in helping us with that. The fire department, of course, sounds the alarm and they hand out the prizes. And then the Boy Scouts actually stuffed 1,200 eggs and hid them for us and put up the rope and all of those things and kind of helped shepherd the kids. So very successful event, and thank you very much for that. Also, our east facade window rehabilitation project is nearly complete. Central Sierra Construction has done a fantastic job in their work, and we're excited to have the building properly enclosed with that that particular project, and hope that will also gain us some energy savings. And we wanted to thank you very much for your approval of the inverter replacements for our solar field. Those three inverters have already been installed, and we expect to start seeing the benefits of that within the next 30 to 60 days as the credits and solar draws start to accumulate. So again, thank you for that. Unfortunately, during the winter, we had late winter, we had a severe freeze. And if it weren't for Public Works paying attention to our bills and calling it out and seeing a huge increase in the water draw, we would not have known that we had a significant water leak in our first floor bathroom on the east side. So they showed up with shovels and helped us figure out where the leak was. And we have had that since repaired. in terms of the plumbing, but we are in the process of repairing the flooring as well. We had to remove a huge portion of the flooring to access the various locations of the leaks, and which also moved up into the wall. So we are hoping to get that done in the very near future, but it's roughly $15,000 of surprise. But fortunately, we have great people that work with us, and we'll wrap that up. But I wanted to thank Public Works for reaching out to us and letting us know. The leak was in the crawl space, and we would not have known until the snow melted, if even then, other than, of course, monitoring the bill and the huge spike. Also, I just submitted a grant yesterday to the Nevada Arts Council for our operating support. That grant is $15,000. We hope to receive the full funding. Of course, it depends on the competition and the amount of money that they actually have in their bucket to distribute. But we have high hopes, and we have been awarded that grant year over year, and look forward to hearing what the outcome is soon. Also, on May 14th, Mother's Day, we have our spring art reception. And this year, we're featuring an artist, Nancy Good, from Las Vegas. She has large-scale murals installed throughout the first floor. They're really interactive and interesting. The kids at the Easter egg hunt had a great time taking a look at them as well. And we hope to see a nice turnout for that event. This is the first time we've brought up an outside artist in some time, but she is someone we have collaborated with in the past, and she does exceptional work. So we would invite everyone to attend that. Again, it's May 14th, 1 to 4, and it's a free event. Also, we have our class season kicking off, and our first class is May 18th, and it's non-visual drawing. And we also are launching our Arts and Crafts Revival class series. So anyone interested in taking classes are welcome to go to our website, and you can see what the roster is and buy your tickets there. And it should be fun. It's a very casual, fun time. All skill sets are welcome. And last, we hope everyone will stay tuned for our upcoming movie nights in the fourth floor theater. The theater is up and running. We had a wedding that stayed with us a couple weeks ago, and they broke it in with karaoke and had a grand time. So we look forward to offering that to the community, along with locals night, where we will have free gallery viewings and some other interactive activities. So that is my report, and I just wanted to say thanks again for the support.
Thank you very much, Erica. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Erica?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks again for that report. Have a nice day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, moving right along to the Story County Justice Court. Do we have Judge Harrington on the line today? Okay, thank you. Let's move on to the DA's office. Deputy DA Loomis, do you have anything?
Nothing to report today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
It's always good news. County Manager's office. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you. Mr. Commissioner, Austin Osborne, for the record, just to let you and the public know, with the weather improving, we'll start a series of town halls that are just the same as they always are for the public, just to come and talk informally with us, and that will begin here shortly. And then I, too, want to thank Mr. Bullion for what he's done for us in the short time he's been with us. It's been really great, and I'm glad he had an opportunity to experience all the excitement and emergency management during his time here. So thank you, Mike. And thank you, commissioners.
All right, thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Austin? All right. Last but never least, the clerk treasurer, Clerk Treasurer Hindle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jim Hindle, clerk treasurer. Just a quick heads up, as we were talking at